Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Welcome back to another episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. I'm your host once again, Black Trey, joined always by Big Jerv and Jay Skills, aka Jason Madison. We got a fun episode today. We actually had an episode before an episode that I couldn't even tell y'all, so the guys are over here laughing. It talks about me being drunk, but I might share a little bit, maybe, maybe not. But yeah, man, what's up, man? What y'all been on? Chris Brown stay in trouble, man. Chris Brown wants us to forget about something he did 17 years ago. For you guys who are not in hip hop and just listening, and I always treat everything as if everybody does knows nothing, and that's how we're supposed to do these topics, because of course maybe you're living under a rock. I don't know. But when Chris Brown was 17 years old, he had a domestic violence case against Rihanna.
Damn, he was 17? That's how long ago that was?
He was 17 years old, and he wants people to get over it. Rihanna has since forgiven him, and he feels like everyone should let it go and let him live his life. Now, domestic violence is bad. Times have changed. We have also stopped calling A-shirts wife beaters. We call them tank tops now. So, again, domestic violence is bad. We are not pro-domestic violence. But what do you guys think? Should people leave Chris Brown alone? Or is it fuck Chris Brown?
By all means, Jay, you got it. You know what I mean? I don't want to be rude and just bogart the conversation.
Nah, go ahead, bro.
I mean, all right. So with that disclaimer already being put out there, I second that. I just want to make that all the way clear. I mean, I do believe people deserve a second chance. I am not aware of more instances, you know, that this young man has been involved with. You know, I do believe people deserve second chances. We all have had situations in our lives. I'm not saying it was a domestic violence situation or anything like that, but we've all had situations in our lives where we've done something and our circle or our friends, our family or whomever has decided that, hey, this person has, you know, shown remorse or whatever it is, yada, yada, yada. You know, that person's forgiven this person. It's time to allow the situation to be what it was. I don't think it's something that we need to not ever talk about because it's something that happened. You know what I'm saying? So that whole, you know, let me be, you know, like I can't rock with him on that because my man, you drew, you know what I mean? You drew in a time where, you know, when you draw, like it's there forever. Like, you know what I mean? This ain't the 80s when shit happened and it's just like, oh, well, you know, we was just on so much coke back then. We don't even really remember what happened. Right. Like niggas know. Right. So like, but like I in that particular instance, you know what I'm saying? I do feel as though he should be allowed to live his life and continue to do what it is that he
is
wants
that
to
not
do.
What he's doing.
Yeah, right. No, I'm saying so I think he should, you know, but I also don't think
he wants the label stripped from him. And when you really think about it, like that's not happening.
This is the thing, Trey. Hold on, let me just jump in real quick. Blueface, you know,
beat the Yaki.
This is, and it's crazy because
Blueface, you know, that's the John homie with the ball
him and Chris.
Disappear in 2023? I'm sorry. Right. I just need them to go.
But, you know, even a broken clock is right twice a day or, you know, whatever they say. Like, I feel like he had the best point. He might have not been the best person to articulate it. And, you know, he didn't say it in the best way, but he hit
He
said he hit the wrong person.
Insert this clip right now.
Beat the Yaki. What's happening, cuz? Look, check it out. I understand the frustration, fool. You know, for me being in the situation, I'm not even gonna trip on you because the message you trying to send is way off. I get it, you know, bitch me. It's funny, I hit her back, it's face, so I totally get it. That'd be the most irritating thing ever. But you gotta play the cards that you was dealt. You on some, but they did it too. Why aren't you guys telling them anything type shit? And it's like, bro, life don't work like that, man. You know, if we all go do a crime together, we not all gonna get the same time together. You hear me? You might get the most amount of time. We might not all say nothing, but we all went and did the crime, so we gotta take the time. You hear me? You on some, you guys are gonna give me the most time, but they did it too. Like, judge, sentence them. We ain't got nothing to do with that, bro. I mean, like, handle your candle, deal with your situation, how you deal with it. Only thing I disagree with is you posting all these random white people and me and the bitch trying to, like, distract from your thing. You feel me? Like, you gotta stand on it, cuz. Like, if you beat the shit, you beat the shit. Like,
Oh God, like you scared to like, yeah, like I get it. You on some R&B, you don't want to be seen as R&B, but oh God, you beat the Yaki, you gotta, hey, I beat my bitch. I ain't finna come on here and be like, well, Chris Brown did it 16 years ago, and you guys let him still like perform at the BET Awards, and I'ma sound like a square cat. That's what I'ma sound like. And my last opinion is, you beat up the wrong bitch. Yeah, you got a bad judge. Like, you feel me? We didn't all get the same judge. God, I got a bitch. You feel me? She gonna fight back, so I'm gonna get less time. You hear me? You beat up a yeah, you beat up the wrong bitch. It just performed at the Super Bowl, nigga. Like, yeah, like, I'm sorry, fool. Like, you should have got you a little ghetto something that you could fight with. That's what I did. I could have had plenty of famous. I decided to go to, feel me, my natural element, man, underground, you feel me?
You annoying, my nigga.
Beat the Yaki. Moral of the story, watch it. You can't be watching a bitch you beat up.
Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher-turned-podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep, free shipping, vacuum-sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high-quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
Yeah, so what y'all heard from Blueface, Jason says that he hit on, I agree. I think he explained it just as it is. If we all do crime and we all get different times, that doesn't say, well, Jerv did it and Jason did it too. And, you know, maybe get the heat off yourself. No, you're still going to be labeled as a criminal, regardless of what you did. So in this particular situation, no, Chris Brown, you won't never have that title stripped. I mean, that title removed from you. Are you able to live your life? Are you able to still make money? Are you able to tour? Yes. Your life is not hard after this. Over a mistake that you made. Yes, it was a mistake. Have you been forgiven for by the people that were involved? Yes. Are people going to forgive you? No. I mean, it is what it is.
Especially when you allegedly don't let darker persuasion people into your VIP section.
And that's a whole nother story that I don't even know. I haven't even been following.
I said allegedly. I thought that covers all bases. My bad. It doesn't. Oh, all right. I'm sorry. Right.
So, but, I mean, at the end of the day, you're in the wrong, nigga. You're going to be a domestic abuser for the rest of your life. Sadly, you made a bad choice. Are you a good person? I'm sure you have some good in you. But looking for the validation or for strangers to leave you alone and have an opinion on you, that's a lifelong battle, brother. Yeah, that's not it. You can
cross the bear, my man.
Because really, listen, Russell Simmons and Kanye West is walking around Hollywood right now, not giving two fucks. Better learn how to do the same thing.
You know what I'm saying? But again, the difference between them and not Kanye, but definitely Russell Simmons is the person that he abused.
That nigga a rapist.
Yeah, he's a rapist. But also that person. I mean, she was famous in her own right. She was a the daughter of somebody that was a prominent figure. I forget, but the
person, talking about Russell
yeah, Simmons? Russell Simmons, the person who brought him down, because he had multiple stories out about him, like for years, just like a lot of niggas. But
yo, it's wild that he's back in America too. I thought he was supposed to come back. I thought it was on site as soon as like he stepped like foot on land, like he's supposed to get arrested.
I think he took Bali and COVID and morphed that with the yoga and somehow pulled some sort of like ancient trick on niggas.
He the real Frank Lucas, bro.
Yeah, like I don't know.
No, not Frank Lucas, Nicky Barnes, Mr. Untouchable, apparently. Because right. That nigga, he riding around with top down.
Man, so yeah, but that nigga didn't, it wasn't Rihanna, bro. All of this shit is coming up because of Rihanna performing at the Super Bowl. This is where all of this Chris Brown story even comes from, is because the woman he hit, that he beat up, is the most famous person on the planet. And she just performed the Super Bowl in front of 100 million people. So, nigga, you're going to...
The hive will be in your mentions for you saying Rihanna's the most famous person on the planet. I just want to know that's his statement. Well,
he's one of the, obviously, but I'm just saying, she performed in front of 100 million people. You know, she's pregnant with her second baby. Shout out to Riri. And I'm sure she hates being brought up in this shit constantly as well. So I get both sides. But
shout out to my nigga ASAP too, yo.
This is the price of celebrity and fame, unfortunately, right? And this is why I understand why a lot of these people say they hate being famous. And we're like, what? You get to have all the money and everybody loves you. But like, obviously, like being attached with a story like this is kind of not fun.
Hey, dog, listen. You're rich. You're famous. You got, literally should have no care in the world outside of the normal cares that normal human beings
have, right?
I that whole, yo, you know, like, oh, woe is me. I'm so rich and famous. Yeah. But I like when LeBron came out, what was it, a couple? I would give anything to go be able to go. Man, I fuck Starbucks. I don't got to go to fucking Starbucks. Yeah, no.
LeBron is cap. We know that LeBron is cap, though. Like, come on, Brian. We know that, nigga.
All right, trade all them millions back, bro. So you can walk to the corner and go get your triple shot chai latte, what the fuck it's called.
Right.
I just drink black coffee.
Nah, that nigga's cap for that.
Yeah, Chris Brown.
Live with it. Yeah, let it go, man. It's just a part of life.
You just one of them niggas, bro.
who was he arguing with though? That's the John from promises. Ain't that the little light skinned John from there?
When was he arguing with her?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that's what y'all was talking about. Hold on, let me send it.
What the fuck?
No, Chris. I mean, the whole shit was he mentioned like some people's names or something like that, and she was one of them.
But see, I ain't go that deep. All I was talking about was the blue face. Yeah. Response.
My bad. I couldn't sleep one night and went to a rabbit hole on the Shade Room, bro. Okay.
I never looked at the Shade Room.
Shade Room is a wild place, dog. Sometimes shit on there.
Shade Room Jerv is crazy.
Yo, dog.
I didn't expect this era in my life. Shade Room Jerv.
Only reason I have the shit I be sending y'all to chat be the Shade Room. I just screenshot and crop that shit out so y'all don't know.
We don't know.
So y'all be realizing your boy just was on a bit on the Shade Room.
He tried to hide his sources.
Hey, but the funniest shit is like that nigga just told the world right now that it don't even matter.
Shade Room, bro. There'd be some shit on there.
Yeah, no, my girl be sending me shit.
That nigga Orm going numb because he been scrolling all night.
Nigga. I'll tell you this. That is one place you do not want to find yourself. You do not want to see all right, roommates, and then see your name after that shit. I'll tell you that much.
Yo, roommates is sick, dog. That's where we're going to end it here. For those listening, this has been a great episode, a funny one. It's all over the place because niggas done brought BMF back. For Big Jer, for Jason Madison, wherever the fuck Amin is, I'm Black Trey. See you next week.